Let me give you my best guess of what's going on here. There is one entity that would benefit the most, two entities actually, collectively, that would benefit the most from making you think that mass formation psychosis is the thing you should focus on. Imagine it as a diversion. Imagine it as taking your mind away from something that somebody doesn't want you to think about. What is it that's happening in the world that's big that there's some entity or entities that don't want you to think about it, but they'd rather you concentrate on this new idea, this mass formation psychosis? And the answer is the news business. The news business. Because you know what the alternative explanation for mass formation psychosis? What is the alternative explanation for everything you see without ever needing mass formation psychosis? Fake news. Fake news gives you everything that mass formation psychosis promises. It gives you fear. It gives you certainty that you latch onto, even though it's not true. Right? So if I had to guess, somebody who is involved with either social media, misinformation, or the news and fake news wants you to think that you should really be looking at this new smart idea called mass formation psychosis and don't concentrate so much on the fact that your algorithms are rigged, allegedly, and your news is fake intentionally. Am I right? Doesn't mass formation psychosis seem like an empty theory that has no purpose other than to distract you from the obvious problem that the news is lying to you? Am I right? I mean, I can't say that anybody did that with intention. I'm just saying it reeks. It reeks of intention. I don't have any evidence of it, but it reeks of it. All right. Rasmussen did a poll and asked if people, if they thought the January 6th riot at the Capitol represents a threat to American democracy.